Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. TV ads opposing state legislation aimed at CVS are like nothing in recent memory. Chris Walker of the Poplar Group has had a long career in Tennessee politics and was part of this week's news roundabout on Daily Show This Is Nashville.
I was surprised, watching just sports on a weekend, seeing an ad for a legislative initiative. It might be the first time I can recall
a specific bill being
advertised at that level on broadcast TV was pretty stunning to me. And I've done this for a while, and this is the first time I've really seen it to that degree.
The legislation would ban any pharmacy business from also owning an insurance company and a middleman that sets drug prices, known as pharmacy benefit managers or PBMs. CVS has said that if the so-called Fair Rx bill passes, the company would close every location it has in Tennessee. CVS has spent at least $1 million on ads opposing the bill. The Tennessee Lookout reports a dark money group has also launched an ad blitz praising the few lawmakers who have opposed PBM regulations. They include Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson of Franklin. The Fair Rx bill has the support of the speakers in both the House and the Senate, but is still awaiting final votes. Tennessee officials have been working to close the high-speed internet gap for years. They say only 2% of the state's population still lacks access to broadband. Back in 2019, it was 1 in 5 Tennesseans. The state's broadband director told WKRN that the number should be 0 by 2028. That would entail getting about 43,000 households and businesses connected. To do so, the state, federal government, and internet service providers together pitched in $400 million to close the gap. That will be distributed in grants for infrastructure, like fiber optic cables and towers. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.